we're going to talk about the sin of Adam for a few minutes this evening. And we'll go up into the New Testament also. And we'll look at the Gospel of John from Greek. Marilyn has been wanting me to go back and teach a little Greek, and so I've been doing that to some extent. And it is beautiful. In Genesis, the third chapter, and I'm going to translate this from the Hebrew a little bit. I'm going to read it from New American Standard, but I'm going to change some words because it is more forceful in Hebrew than the translations are. Now the serpent, the Nahash, became more crafty than all the beasts of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, "Indeed has God said, you shall not eat from any tree of the garden." And the woman said to the serpent, "From the fruit of the trees of the garden we may eat. But from the fruit of the tree which is in the middle of the garden, God said, you shall not eat from it or touch it, lest you die." And the serpent said to the woman, "Surely you shall not die. For God knows that the day that you eat from it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like gods, knowing good and evil." And then the woman said, she saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was a delight to the eyes, and that the tree was desirable to make one wise. And she took from it. She kept on taking from it, and she kept on eating, in the Hebrew it says. And she kept on giving to her husband, and he kept on eating until it was all gone. The tree's gone. They ate it. Then the eyes of them were both open, and they knew that they were naked, arum, wicked, thieves, liars, cheats, evil, deceitful. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves coverings. And the sound of the Lord God, Jehovah Elohim, walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and a man and a woman hid themselves among the trees of the garden. And Jehovah Elohim called to the man and said, "Where are you?" And he said, "I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I became naked," is what he said. "So I hid myself." "He told you were naked. Have you eaten from the tree which I commanded you not to eat?" And man said, "The woman whom you gave to me to be with me, she gave to me and I ate." Then the Lord God said to the woman, "What have you done?" And the woman said, "The serpent made me do it. He deceived me and made me do it." And then the Lord God cursed the serpent. He cursed the woman with tremendous pain in childbirth. And then he cursed the ground because of Adam. We have thorns and thistles. We have goat heads, sand burrs, stinging nettles, terrible, terrible tumbleweeds. And then he said here, "I will put active hatred between you and the woman." And he's talking to Satan here now. "And her seed and your seed and her seed, and he shall bruise you as to the head, and you shall bruise him as to the heel." That was a promise of the Messiah. The promise of the Messiah. "In pain you shall bring forth children. Your desire shall be for your husband. He shall rule over you." Then to Adam he said, "Because of you, listen to the voice of your wife, and have eaten from the tree which I commanded you, saying, you shall not eat from it. Cursed is the ground because of you." There's all of our weeds, there's all of our problems we have. "And the Lord God made garments for the man and the woman, and he clothed them." Now, everybody that died before Jesus Christ went to hell because of their sins. I want you to understand that. Every one of those people died before Jesus Christ went to hell because of their sins. If they would look to God and believe God, then God would make atonement for them. And He had ways to make atonement for them as God took the garments from a live animal. God slaughtered the animal, took the garments and clothed them with an innocent animal's skins. Now in John, the first chapter, we have John the Baptist going out and preaching. He made a statement in John 1 and 1, in the beginning was the Word, or became, kept on being the Word, and the Word was an inseparable part of the Godhead, kept on being that, because the Word was kept on being God. John 1:14 says, Kai ho logos sarx agenito, and the Word, Jehovah, flesh he became, and he dwelt among us. We have the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Then John 1:18 says, no one has seen God at any time, but the only begotten God, the one being in the bosom of the Father, that one has led himself out. And now, let's go here. And it says here in verse number 24, that there were some of the people that were sent out, kept on being sent out by the Pharisees. And they're interrogating John. And they're asking him some questions, and John is going to answer them truly and positively what's about to happen. Kai eroteson autoi kai epon auto tu ti un baptistes e si uk e ho Christos ude Elias ude ho prophetes. Now going back and translating this, and they kept on interrogating him. Or they interrogated him, John the Baptist, that is. And they said to him, why, therefore, are you immersing people? Why are you dipping? Why are you baptizing people? Now, around Jerusalem, there was all kinds of baptismal fonts, where the Jews would baptize themselves and cleanse themselves before they went into the temple area. A woman, when she went through her menstrual cycle, every month when she cleansed herself, would be dipped 12 times, one for each tribe of Israel, to cleanse herself, to make her ready to become a mother. He said, why are you dipping people if you're not the Christ, ho Christos? Or if you are the Christ, nor Elijah, nor the prophet. That's Moses there. He said, if you're not Elijah, if you're not Messiah, HaMashiach, and you're not the prophet Moses, why are you doing this? Now, the Pharisees knew what baptism was. They knew what being born again was, by the way. Jesus in the third chapter told Nicodemus, you must be born again. You must be born from above. Now, when a proselyte, when a Gentile, a heathen, a dog, so to speak, would come to Israel and want to be incorporated into the family of Israel, the promises of God, they would learn from the law. They learned the law of Moses, and they'd make a public confession in a synagogue. And then they would shave their heads and shave off all the eyebrows, clip their fingernails as close as they could, shave their whole bodies like a newborn baby, and they would take them out and they would dip them. They would dip them, saying that they died to their old nationality and was raised new as a child of Israel, and they were born again. So now they're very confused here. They're very... John is dipping people that they are not dipping. They should be doing this. They are the administrators of the kingdom of God. Remember, we're here under the age of the law, except we're in a transition period now. In Malachi, it said that the messenger would come, and he would preach repentance. And that's what John said, I'm doing. When these Jews, or whoever they were, when they repented, Gentile or Jew, whoever came to John to believe, they died to their old self and raised anew unto the Messiah of Israel. They were born again. Verse number 26 now. Apokrite autes ho Ioannes, legon ego baptizo en hidapte, mesos hemon steke un hemes uk oidate. And then he answered, he caught up in speech, Apokrite, third person singular, first aorist, indicative passive. He caught up in speech with them or to them, the John, Ho Ioannes. And John's name means dove, doesn't it? The John, saying, and he kept on saying this, nominative singular masculine, present participle active. He kept on saying that I immerse, first person singular, present indicative active, I immerse in water. Not with water, by the way, in water. Baptism is a burial, isn't it? It's a burial. Now, it typifies a burial. A sprinkling water on somebody or pouring water on somebody does not typify a burial at all. A burial is when you are laid down horizontally and then you're raised anew in the resurrection. These people died to their old selves and they were raised anew unto Christ and unto the kingdom of God. You're dipped in water, typifying death, burial, and resurrection. And among of you, in the midst of you. I do this in the midst of you. You all. He said, one stands. One he stands, second person singular, present indicative active, one stands whom ye not, you have known. You do not know the Messiah. You have not known him. That word oida there, second person plural, second perfect, indicative active. You have not known him. But I have. Verse number 27 now. Ho opisu emu ekomenos uk u hu uk emi ego axios hina liso auto ton hemanta tu hippodematos. The one after me, ho piso, the one after me, coming, the one's coming after me, nominative singular masculine, present participle active, or present participle middle voice, he's going to bring himself onto the scene. Like God became flesh, Jesus brought himself into the world. He led himself out of eternity into space and time. He became flesh for himself, middle voice, again, in aorist tense. The one coming, of whom not I am worthy, axios, in order that I should loose of him the straps over his sandals, the underbinders. Hemata tu hido dematos. That word hippo, that means under, and demo, that means to bind under. The shoes that they wore those days were sandals, and they bound them under their feet so to keep them in place. Our shoes are actually tied under our feet. Now verse number 28. Tauta en Bethania egeneto paran tu iordanu hupo en ho Ioannes baptizon. These things in Bethany became. These things happened in Bethany, came to pass in Bethany, for themselves, beyond the Jordan. Paran means beyond the Jordan, where he kept on being the John, ho Ioannes, the John, immersing, baptizing, nominative singular, masculine, present participle, active, he kept on baptizing people, kept on dipping people. John had a habit of baptizing people, and in this place, beyond Jordan. Verse number 29. te opurion blepe ton esu. Erkomenon pros auton kai lege ide ho omnos. Tu theu ho iron tain hamartion tu cosmu. The next day, or in the morrow, John, he sees, blepe, he sees, third person singular, present indicative act, he sees the Jesus. Ton esun. He sees the Jesus. Now, by the way, the name Jesus here actually is Joshua, isn't it? Joshua. And Joshua means Jehovah saves. That's very important. He sees Jesus coming. Coming for himself, bringing himself there, that is, erkomenon, accusative singular masculine, present participle middle voice, toward him, pros auton, toward him, and he says, Edu ho omnos, tu theu ho aron te harmartion tu cosmu. And he says, behold, pay attention now. That's a spiritual imperative there, you do. The lamb. Ho omnos. Now this word lamb here is a Passover lamb. This is a sacrificial lamb. Nominative, singular, masculine. Behold the lamb. Belonging to God. Or coming out from God. Either way, it's either genitive or oblative. The one coming out from a God. The one bearing. Bearing. Iron. That word means to carry, to bear. They used to take a goat, two goats actually, and one of them they laid their heads on, confessed their sins on, they cut its throat. The other one they took and out into the wilderness and turned it loose so it would bear away the sins of the people. Behold, the Lamb of God, the one bearing the sin of the whole world. Jesus Christ bore the sin alone of the whole world. And 1 John 2 and 2, 1 John 2 and 2. Let's go over there quickly. 1 John 2 and 2. He himself is a propitiation. That word propitiation there, hilasterion, hilasmos, that means he's our mercy seat. The mercy seat where they sprinkled the blood. But Jesus was the mercy. He himself is our mercy seat. For our sins, and not only for ours, but for the whole world. Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God that took away the sin of the world. My little children, I'm writing these things to you that you may not sin. And if anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. And he himself is a propitiation for our sins, and not only for ours all, but for the whole world. Jesus Christ died for the sins of the whole world. All the saved and all the lost. People don't go to hell today because of their sins. They go to hell today because of rejecting Jesus Christ. Because he took away the sin of the world. Jesus takes away the sin of Adam. We don't bear it. We still die, don't we? As all of Adam's children did, but we don't die and go to hell because of our sins. We go and die and go to hell because we rejected Jesus Christ. Jesus has looked at John as the eternal Lamb of God deity, Jehovah. Houtos esten heper un echo epon opiso mu erkete aner hos emprosane mu genomenen hote protos emu or mu ein. This very one, he is the one on whom I said, after me, he comes a man who before me he had become. Jesus Christ was the eternal God that in eternity past the eternal God that wrote your names in the Lamb's Book of Life before He created one speck of dirt or any of the universe at all. You are older than dirt. You are older than the universe in the mind of God. Jesus Christ wrote our names down in the Lamb's Book of Life in eternity past. In eternity present tense, we believe. He has become that first before me He was. Or He kept on being, literally. Now, John the Baptist was 6 months older than Jesus. His mother had been pregnant with John 6 months before Mary was conceived. So, literally, John was older than Jesus or Joshua, except that Joshua always existed into eternity past. John says here that Jesus is the eternal God that created all things. And he says that. Verse number 31, Kago uk, Eden, auto, all hina, fotherote, tu, Israel, dia tuto, elton, ege, en, hidate, baptizon. And I not, I have known him, but, strong adversity conjunction, all, in order that He might be made known to Israel. Therefore, or for this reason, I came in water baptizing. Israel was looking for Messiah, born in Bethlehem, born of the right family. They knew where He was going to be. Only the Messiah could heal the blind, and Jesus was going to do that. John the Baptist announced that this is the Messiah. Watch Him now. Because He's going to do everything that the Bible says He would do. Kai, emmar, tiresen, awanes, legon, hote, tethi, omai, to, numa, karabino, hos, peris, teron, ex, urano, kai, emenen, f, aton. And he witnessed John, saying that, I have beheld the Spirit coming down as a pigeon or a dove out of the heaven, and it remained upon him. Verse number 33 now, Kago, uk, edain, auto, all, ho, pamsos, me, baptizain, in hidate, ekinos, moi, epen, eth, hon, on, edes, to, numa, kara, bino, kai, menon, ep, aton, hutos, estin, ho, baptizon, in numati, hagiu. And I knew him, I have known him. But the one having sent me to immerse in water, now it doesn't say with water, it says in water. That's a preposition, page 137. It means in water. That's a locative. Locative singular. In water, that one, right over there, that one, that's a demonstrative pronoun. To me, he said, God told him this, upon whomever you may see the Spirit having come down, and remaining upon him, this one, he is the one baptizing in spirit holy. The man that carried away the sin of the world, our Goel, our kinsman redeemer, our Savior, our God, the one that walked with Adam in the garden that took away Adam's sin. The one baptizing in spirit holy. Ruach. Kago, Aroka, Kai, Nemarte Reka, Hoto, hutos esten ho huios tu theos. And I have seen, and I have witnessed, that this one, he is and he is going to keep on being, third person singular, present, indicative, active, he is and he is going to keep on being the Son of God. The Theos, the heir of the Son of God. An heir by blood relationship. Jesus didn't have one drop of Joseph's blood in him. Not one drop of Joseph's blood. In the sin of Adam, all of us are contaminated with the sin of Adam because we all have fathers that are earthly fathers. And through the blood, the blood comes from the father, not the mother. Comes from the Father, and in that blood is the infection of sin. But Jesus Christ took away the sin of the world. It doesn't mean that you're holy and spotless and sinless, except in spirit. Your spirit, when it's born again, your soul, when it's born again, is covered with Jesus' blood forever. You are baptized in His blood. And you are indwelt by His Spirit. And we are children of God because the Son of God made that possible. Father, we send this message out to honor You, to honor Your Son. Father, please use it. I pray that if there's a lost one out there, that You convict them of sin, righteousness, and judgment to come, and that they will call upon You to save them because of what Jesus did. And Father, I pray that You touch each person out there, that if they haven't come to the time in their life when they did this, that they need to do it right now. Father, please use Your word. Please forgive me of my sins and shortcomings for Your honor and glory. I ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.